Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
Good evening and welcome to Inside the Jets. Eric Allen and Bart Scott here at Vanderbilt. The word is out, so come down to the Wyndham Hamilton Park here in Florham Park, New Jersey. We have an excellent show in store for you tonight. It's Linebacker University because Darren Lee is here.
Linebacker and, you, baby.
And so is Jordan Jenkins as well. And we've got our linebacker up here. That is the Mad Backer. Bart, Todd Bowles said the Jets have to develop a killer instinct after squandering a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter against the Miami Dolphins. When a head coach says killer instinct, well, what goes through your mind?
Well, we're going to get into all that, but how can you sit here so calm? Did you just see the panic? For everybody out here, we were like ducks, right? We were calm on the surface, but our feet was flapping. We couldn't hear anything. Ten seconds before the show, we couldn't hear anything. Guess what it was, ladies and gentlemen? It wasn't a breaker. It wasn't a transformer. They forgot to plug it in. Wow.
That can happen to anybody.
That ITT Tech education came in, man, right there.
You know, but anytime I hear Brittany's voice back at ESPN.
I was nervous. I know we're
in good shape. And by the way, have you been taking care of Brittany with the coffees?
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. Brittany hit me with the banana in the tailpipe, the pump fake. You know, so I'm texting her on the way to the show, and I'm like, hey, because, you know, I lost a bet. I owe her coffee for everybody that didn't know. We had a bet that Chris Canty would come in to work 6 minutes late. He came in 7 minutes late, so I lost the bet. You know, so I owe her, I think, pumpkin macchiato. Yeah, I don't speak coffee. I don't speak Starbucks.
Something with
pumpkin spice in it, so I owe her that. But then she hit me with the pump fake because I call her, and then she wasn't even in work that day. So I'm sitting up here. I am in Starbucks in line, about to jeopardize my job, and she's not even there. I come in with hot coffee. She's not even there to drink it. So thanks a lot, Brittany.
Brittany,
sorry about that, Bart.
It's all good.
I mean, come on now.
The banana in the tailpipe. But it was no good.
But I'll tell you what. She's got good taste if she's going for the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's good to have good taste with somebody else's money. I'm balling on a budget, man. I ain't making that money like these boys right here no more.
Oh, yeah?
this is what I miss most about playing in the NFL. I never had to buy Christmas presents, right?
Right.
I never had to buy myself any gym shoes because we all had a Nike deal. And these guys come here swagged out in Nike, you know what I mean, because it's free 99. And I'm sitting here having to go to Foot Locker waiting in line for some Jordans.
Oh, so late in your career, when you had that lucrative deal, I mean, how much that stipend so you could take care of those Christmas gifts?
Well, I wasn't a quarterback, so mine was like 50.
You weren't?
Yeah. Mine was like, well, I could have qualified for. No, I ain't even going to go there. No shots fired on Sanchez.
You got to take it easy.
I think mine was like $50,000. You know, Darren's a first-round draft pick from Ohio State, so he probably took a pay cut to come to the NFL. So, you know, his contract's probably about $225,500. You can't spend that. And the thing is, if you don't spend it before the end of the season, then it rolls over. So it's like, it doesn't roll over. So you lose it. So you, everybody in the family is decked out in Nike gear, which I'm sure everybody in your family is decked out in Nike gear.
All right, listen. So Bart is
swoosh
is known for a few jokes once in a while, and he takes a shot at the Ohio State University, and we'll let Darren lead.
Big game this week, too.
Oh, my God, huge game.
Uh-oh.
Ohio State, Penn State. We'll talk to Darren about that momentarily. But let's talk about the New York Jets.
Okay. I was trying to avoid it. It was a bad loss.
Listen, this is Inside the Jets.
That
and I know you want to make this barking with Bart, but it's Inside the Jets.
That is true.
So what happened in the fourth quarter? And when the head coach says we got to develop a killer instinct.
Well, speaking about a killer instinct, you know when you're ahead – it's just natural for you to relax, right? And you try and just make it to the end of the game. You try and win, but you're not as aggressive as maybe you were early in the game. And what happens is the opposing team is desperate. Yep. They have nothing to lose, so they're doing things that maybe they wouldn't do if the game was tight. And I feel like what happens is when you give up some plays, you start getting tight and momentum shifts. And it takes a mature squad to really understand how to weather the storm but still be calm in the eye of the hurricane. And they have to develop that. This was this wasn't the first time that we saw this happen with this young Jets team. And they're learning lessons. The first time it happened, at least that I really picked up on it, was in Jacksonville.
Yep.
Right, where the game should have been over with. And what happens is you don't want to make it interesting to the, you know, at the end of the game. So you have to learn how to get a killer instinct. You have to make sure that you continue to make the team figure out, think that it's not their day. And to do that, you got to continue to play smart. And you have to make the plays that present themselves, but you can't give up big plays. You have to understand situational football. So when you talk about having a killer instinct, it's about still doing the little things and not giving teams opportunity to see light and not give them a chance to seize momentum. Because momentum is crazy, because when you lose it, it's hard to get it back.
Listen, the Jets were playing great complimentary football for the first three quarters of that ball game.
Yep.
And what we saw in the fourth quarter was field position.
Yes.
People talk about it and hitting yards and things like that, but when you look at how the Dolphins back into this game, their first scoring drive in the fourth quarter was 42 yards. Kenny Stills gets open on a 3rd-and-7 play where the Jets have their 4 safety package in the game.
Right.
Terrence Brooks comes off the edge. Looks like he was going to get Matt Moore there for a second, but Matt Moore dials up the long ball to Stills, who gets a step on Buster Screen. And before you know it, it's early in the fourth quarter. It's 28-21. Then penalties raise their ugly heads in that fourth quarter. 12 penalties, I think, at all for the Jets, over 100 yards taken back.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do as far as Todd Bowles is concerned?
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a young team, learning to finish, things like that, with the penalties.
Well, it's about being disciplined, and you have to understand who you're playing and who the referees are. I'm sure Darren, Jordan can tell you, I'm sure they still get the scouting report on not only the team, but the referee, Reese.
Yep.
Is this a staff? Is this a crew that's going to allow you to play? Or are they going to be ticky-tack? Are you going to have to be more disciplined and maybe cover more with your feet? Now, I understand it was a bad field surface. So what happens is if you don't really plant off the correct foot, right, if you plant off the outside foot and not the inside foot, you know what I mean? What happens is, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. If you don't plan out the outside foot, then you lose your footing. So all the little things are magnified when you have a bad surface, and you have to understand, you have to sink your weights. You have to come to balance when you want to make a big hit. You may not get that big hit. So you have to adjust to the crew, but also to the field surface, which, you know, the field was a mess.
The surface was awful.
University of Miami, right, but they're playing on the same field surface.
No, they are.
But the advantage goes to the offense, right? So Kenny Stills knew exactly where he was going. So you have to understand what you got going on, and sometimes the system can help you as well because you can play more of a zone and understanding formation. You know, and that, a lot of times a young team, a young defense, they don't understand formation because formation tells you, you know, what they can do, what they can't do. And Matt Moore, sometimes the best thing and the worst thing that ever happens is a starting quarterback gets hurt because you prepare for one quarterback all week, and then when he comes in, it's unexpected. You don't really know what his strengths, what his weaknesses is, who he has chemistry with, who he practices with. You know, so it wasn't surprising that a guy like Kenny Stills is the beneficiary of playing with Matt Moore because that's probably who he plays with in practice more, so he has a feel of where Kenny likes the ball. He can understand that nonverbal communication. You know, that's why a lot of times, you know, depending on who the quarterback is, you want to make sure that you don't drive Jay Cutler into the ground. You want to help him up. You okay? I sacked you, but you okay, right? Because you want to keep him in the game. I remember us being responsible for getting Ben Roethlisberger's career started, sacking Tommy Maddox and putting him out the game and, like, let the young kid get the start. He almost came back.
So the Jets did a lot of good things on Sunday in Miami. They raced out to another lead. They scored on two of their first three possessions. They had two takeaways. Marcus May continues to flash in that secondary with an interception. Jamal Adams.
That's because he came on his show.
Yeah, that's right.
You can expect these guys to get AFC player, defensive player of the week, because they're going to step on this stage right here. So they're good. They're Gucci.
Well, I'll tell you what. Both these guys played solid games. You look at Jay Ajayi. We talked about it all last week. Hey, the Jets have to contain this guy because we know what the Dolphins are going to do. You look at the numbers. Jay Ajayi didn't do anything against the Jets. 20-plus carries, 50 yards.
I think it was more the penalties. The penalties were in inopportune times, and they extended drives. And it was opportunities to get off the football field. And in some instances, Buster didn't have a choice because if he didn't, you know, commit the foul, then it would have been a huge play. All that being said, you know, a football game usually comes down to one or two possessions, and, you know, it's something to learn from. This young team is going to have to learn, you know, even situational football when you're trying to come back and it's tied up, what you can do, understanding what the defense does. You know, everybody that plays defense understands when the clock is short that they're going to take away the sideline, take away the boundaries. The middle field is always going to be open. It's going to be a lot of trap coverages. They're going to allow you to throw the ball in the middle. They're not going to allow you to throw the ball to the sideline.
So you're referring to late in the game, fourth quarter, 28-28. Jets get the ball. There's 47 seconds on the clock. Three timeouts left.
What's the first play? What I tell you? What's the drive starter?
Bart's playing offensive coordinator. He's either going with the screen or a draw.
Absolutely. And if you get 10 yards on that screen and draw, then it's on, right? We're going for it. If not, we're going to let the clock run out and we're going to go to overtime. You know, when you throw the ball back, especially when you're in the middle of the field, when you throw a deep comeback already, you know, a football field is 53 yards wide, right? 53 yards wide. So he ran 10-yard, 15-yard comeback. So that's 10 yards.
You're
talking
curse.
About another 20 or 30 yards to throw the ball. That's like a 35-yard pass right there. You know, and that was in the air a long time. They ran a trap coverage, you know, where they tried to show that it was man-to-man or on-top, man-free, cover three, press bell, whatever they tried to play it. But then they inverted the safety who took away the out route and jumped it and made a big play. But it was a bad spot to have a penalty.
A turnover there.
Yeah.
You know, the one
thing. It was
a
bad dream.
The one thing that I noticed that Miami, when I was looking at the game film today, was what Miami was doing defensively late in that ball game. They were sending their safety.
Yep.
Oftentimes, five guys, five rushers, and the Jets were not able to establish that rhythm in the fourth quarter that they had early in the game. But again, like I mentioned, those two takeaways were in plus territory. And what the Jets did good on Sunday is they converted those takeaways with points.
Right.
You talk about Jamal Adams comes on a blitz from the edge. He deflects it in the air. Muhammad Wilkerson comes up with the interception. You're a first and goal there late in the first half. McCown gets his own number called from offensive coordinator John Morton. You take a lead 21-14. The Marcus May intercepts Matt Moore and almost houses it. That was a nice return.
They're listening. They're listening.
Gets the Jets in the plus ori there. And then ultimately you finish the drive with Josh McCown's third touchdown pass of the day to Austin Seferian Jenkins, who now, let me give you a little stat for you right now.
You got some nuggets for me?
A fantasy duel, fantasy analysis brought to you by FanDuel, of course. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Listen up, folks, if you need a tight end, how about Austin Seferian Jenkins?
Man, that was a seamless drop right there. That was seamless.
Three touchdowns in the last three games, and it should be four, but we're not going to go back because the Jets are looking ahead. Atlanta's coming to town this week.
That was smooth, man.
Yeah?
That was really smooth.
Yeah, you like that? Maybe get me some coffee?
Yeah, that was as smooth as Jordan's waves, man. I used to have waves like that in 96, bro.
Okay. Well, you're dating yourself right now.
Now every day I wake up, it's a blessing that I don't touch my scalp.
We're going to come right back here on Inside the Jets with Darren Lee.
No hiccups, man. This is a great show.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, trends, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey Jets fans, elevate your game day at MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game experience like no other. Start the party 2 hours early at Club Prime Sport with other diehard Jets fans. Get hyped for the game with a live DJ, special guest appearances, pregame broadcast, great food, and more. Head to primesport.com/Jets and reserve your spot today. Exclusive limited time offer. Save $40 on Jets home game packages using promo code JETS40 at primesport.com/Jets. Offer available while supplies last.
Antigua is back and better than ever. If you're looking for the perfect paradise escape, discover the beautiful island of Antigua right in the heart of the Caribbean. Perfect weather year-round and just a short direct flight from New York. Antigua has over 365 white sand beaches, world-class sailing, snorkeling across miles of reefs, kite surfing, hiking, and swimming with stingrays. Nightlife and entertainment for all ages. The Caribbean is getting back to business. So visit Paradise in Antigua, awarded the most romantic destination nation of the Caribbean.
We haven't seen a superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, Bob. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today or visit mtb.com/Jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer. Member FDIC.
Victorinox Swiss Army watches embody the spirit of the legendary original Swiss Army knife, a universal symbol of functionality, innovation, quality, and iconic design. And the Victorinox Swiss Army Enox watch collection is no different. Subjected to a record 130 harsh test, like a 30-foot fall and getting run over by a 64-ton tank, you can trust them to rise to whatever challenges your lifestyle presents. Get yours today at SwissArmy.com or Macy's. Victorinox Swiss Army. Life is your adventure.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, building a better world. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. And by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
Welcome back to Inside the Jets here at Vanderbilt.
We got company.
Yes, we do. Our player guest segment is presented by M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. The aforementioned Darren Lee has now joined us.
Yeah, thank you.
Darren, you were all over the field against Miami. 11 tackles in all. The stats say 25 carries for the Dolphins yesterday, 53 yards. You guys emphasized stopping the run, and you were really effective doing that. What do you credit that success to?
Obviously, got to credit the D-line up front, obviously.
Smart man.
Just, we were clicking on full cylinders on that. We came in trying to execute the part of our game plan. That's at the top of the game plan, is to stop the run. We knew that was the main part of their offense. Try to make them one-dimensional. I felt that we executed that well. A lot of credit goes.
Well, how about the chemistry? It seems that you and DeMario are starting to develop, because it looked at, and watching the film, me breaking the film down early in the season, it didn't look like you guys were on that string. And what people don't understand how important it is for you guys to be on that string, because a lot of times it's loud out there. You really can't communicate. So you have to have that nonverbal communication and being able to anticipate what your partner next year you're going to do, because if he spills, you got to scrape forward. If he squeezes, you got to go underneath. You know, you guys have to be on a string. How's that development coming?
Hold on. My mom's watching right now on Facebook. Okay?
What up, Mom Duke? Yeah.
So you got to explain some of these football terms when you start going, yeah, I want you talking football X's and O's, okay. But you know, give me a couple of definitions.
My bad. I went straight to the graduate course. Let me go down to football 101. So when I talk about spilling, that means taking the blocker on in his inside shoulder. You seal the inside gap with your body, trying to push him back and make him bubble out so that runner have to bounce the ball. So if your backside linebacker is going to be inside out of the ball carrier, he can scrape over the top, understanding that the runner isn't going to be able to gain any ground because he's running laterally, not vertically. So you get over the top, hit him in the air hole, you know, tell him about himself and try and get the ball up out of things.
Exactly.
On the flip side, you know, if you get the out block and the down block and say a fullback comes and you take him with your outside shoulder free, you're pretty much taking the inside gap with his body, side gap with your body. But what that means now is your backside linebacker isn't going to scrape over the top. He's inside out, knowing that the runner's going to have to cut the ball inside, and then you hit him with the night-night kiss.
I love you,
but I got to do you.
So, D, talk about that.
I'd say the chemistry with me and call him Double D. I mean, so I call him DeMario.
But, I call him Morris Chestnut, like a fake Morris Chestnut.
Oh, man.
Oh, good.
Oh, he's going to hear about that one.
Oh, he's heard it his whole career. Yeah, he know what it is.
Got you. So I think the chemistry with that definitely will come with just playing fast and having the trust with each other. We talk a lot in the film room, just communicating simple things. And we make, I guess, certain checks that he would see, the subtle checks you see out there on the field. We make those kind of in the film, so it's just kind of innate. We go out and practice them. So I think that, and then just playing fast. So it's like, you know, if he sees something, he plays fast, I'll make him right. Just having that type of trust definitely, you know, resembles out there on the field.
How much of it is verbal communication, and how much of it is maybe signals that you guys are doing pre-snap?
Verbal communication, but it's definitely just formation recognition. Me and him, we see things formation-wise, so we already kind of like it's automatic to be able to call and what check to get to. That's how we go over that. It all starts in the film room, honestly. We just build that connection there and then go out and practice it, and then you see it out there on Sunday.
About 13 years ago, I was considered a cover linebacker as well. Back in the day when we wore leather helmets. You know, how are you adjusting to the rules in the NFL as they continue to change with just how little physicality there is? And, you know, you can't touch them after 5 yards, but then they're bigger than you. They're pushing off. They're leaning from leverage. How are you adjusting, and how frustrating is it, you know, when you have to go against a guy like Gronk and he's pushing off, he's, you know, pushing your hips away, he's leaning into you, and he's getting the benefit of the doubt? How frustrating can that be? And how's it going as far as your development?
Well, you seem to know it's frustrating, so I think you kind of
answered
your own question.
Yeah, I just
want
to get you said. They paid me to ask tough questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, but I mean, that's where preparation goes into. Definitely goes out there and allows you to execute and allows you to play fast and not guess, just more anticipate. And being able to anticipate those certain type of routes and given on the formations that you get allows you to play fast and, you know, maybe get an interception or a takeaway.
This is a serious question for both of you. Your first NFL sack came in week one against the Buffalo Bills. You got a sack in the first half.
Oh, you call it a sack. Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I do call it a sack. Because
was it a scramble out the box?
No,
I don't know. They call rough in the passer.
You didn't review that yet?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't get that. I can't watch every play, man. I got kids.
All right, so D-Lee gets a sack in the first half. When you guys are reviewing that, and everybody at home knows what I'm talking about, is there anything you can do differently? That's a serious question.
If I were to do anything differently, it would basically make me play slower, and that's not allowed. So, no.
Right.
I can't do anything different.
First of all, I'm lost. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. You talk about me explaining spill the ball, squeeze the ball, but you're just going to talk right over my head like that. Like, I don't count. Like,
okay.
I don't matter. Words hurt yet.
Slow down here.
Okay.
Darren Lee came on a blitz yesterday.
Okay.
He took down Jay Cutler behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay. I think I was going to get nachos.
And that was a sack, but unfortunately, we saw a piece of laundry go up in the air, and they rule what, targeting or helmet-to-helmet contact?
Roughing the passer, I guess.
And this isn't college targeting.
Yeah, well, you're right. But I get so confused nowadays because I'm watching that and I'm saying, there's no way that's a foul.
Well, it's a dilemma, right? Because what happens is, for people out there that understand, you know, the target is stricken. Man. I promise you guys, I have an associate's degree in universal studies. I promise you. But I believe it's right underneath the chin,
right
to the about the waistband. Because if you hit him anywhere in the thigh board or even a little lower, it's going to be called. You know, that's the Tom Brady rule. You can't hit him low. So it's tough for you as a defender, because if you hit him in the midsection, you know your body. If you're not going to get the helmet to helmet contact, you're going to get the driving with your body weight, which is to me is the dumbest call ever.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to make this in a big thing about the officials. I just, it's a serious question when you're watching this on film and I'm looking at it and I'm saying I don't know how we're seeing this as a penalty here.
Yeah.
But anyway, how quickly do you turn the page now to Atlanta? Because the guys who spoke to the media today said we have a 24-hour rule. Win or lose, we got to put it behind us no matter what happens.
Aside, you know, that question right there for the game, it's behind us. You know, we watched the film, got our corrections, so now we're focused on Atlanta. Basically focusing on finishing. We're going to emphasize that for sure and try to get the job done on Sunday.
What have you guys learned from being from Jacksonville to Miami? So when you get in another tight game, what's some things that you guys have to do? What are some things that you can't do to secure victory so that, you know, because when you're in a tight game, 9 times of 10, you win half of them. You're about 50%. So the key is not being in those tight games. What have you guys learned as a group collectively?
As a group collectively, we have to continue to, you know, come out with that same intensity that we have in, say, the first half. We got to play to win the game, not play not to lose or play scared. And then, you know, when you see that, you see those simple mistakes and those they start to pile up. And that's us as a young team. And you saw it. We saw them on the film. You know, we corrected those, and now we just got to keep attacking and stay in attack mentality. And both sides of the ball, we're aware of that.
What do you think about Mo Wilkerson yesterday? I thought it was his best game of the season, not just because of the interception. He made a hell of a play on a screen to Jay Ajayi, a 3rd and 18, where it looked like Ajayi was definitely going to get the first down, and Mo came out of nowhere showing his athleticism.
Yeah, I saw that on film, and I was, you know, just amazed. You know, big fella can run and get down the field. But, you know, that's why, you know, that's why he's here. He's a heck of a playmaker. You know, he's a leader, and that's what leaders do. On top of that, it was his birthday.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, birthday games, hey, go out and ball out.
Listen.
No, I'll do whatever. I did that on purpose.
He loves his little pause there. Hey, you know, one thing that I find very interesting right now is I really like the combination with you and DeMario, especially heading forward, because when DeMario was drafted, a lot of people were just saying that, hey, maybe he's going to be the athletic speed guy. And he does have good athleticism, and he is fast. But now,
stiff as a board, but it's okay.
But now, pairing up with D. Lee, he's playing more of that thumper role.
Right.
And Darren is covering the field. How do their attributes match up and potentially give this duo, you know, an opportunity for long-term success?
Well, we all assume roles, right? So, you know, when DeMario came in, he was my backup. He was brought in to be like the cover linebacker, come in some of our speed packages. Darren came in the same way. And we assume roles in football, right? We all assume roles where DeMario was known for running and being an athletic guy, but now that's not the role he had. Now he has to be the thumper. And I think early in the season, the first couple games, he struggled with it. I think now he's accepting his role, and I think he's flourishing. I think he's playing probably, you know, top five linebacker in this league right now. But what it gives you scheme versatility. When you have two guys that can run on the football field, now when the defense wants to go in a scouting report, they're going to label you. They're going to say you're this type of linebacker, and he's that type of linebacker. But what happens is now Ty Bowles has the ability to play the bait and switch. Right, where one of these guys are usually better in switching. Both of them can blitz. Both of them can cover the line, the tight end, so they can't assume where the coverage is coming from. So you can play that game.
How noticeable is it for you as a player out there, the speed difference from year to year, considering last season, the unit, what you guys have going right now?
just with the guys that we have on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, playing very fast. And, you know, I think that's building the chemistry as a whole as defense. You know, as Jordan, same thing. You know, we're all just playing fast because, you know, we're all trying to get the ball, trying to make that play, but we're doing our job and executing. As a comparison to last year, I mean, to me, night and day.
Yeah.
We look a lot faster out there, especially on film. And that's good. You know, I think our coaches are putting us in great positions to enable us to play fast. And then we got a bunch of fast guys out there, too.
Is the game slowing down for you now where you can be more instinctual and not thinking about where you need to be, worrying about your proper steps, making sure you don't false step and things like that? How has just having a year under your belt, 2 years in the system, helped you become a better football player this year?
Definitely, you know, had its, you know, growing pains, still a little bit here and there. But definitely DeMario's helped with that tremendously because, you know, he's played in this before. But, you know, he's brought helping an aspect and just little subtle clues to help me play faster. And I, you know, give huge credit to him.
He didn't tell you the wheelbarrow story, did he?
He didn't share any story.
If he said the wheelbarrow story, just walk out the room. Don't even let him finish.
Oh, no.
Now you're an Ohio State guy. Ohio State got a big game this week. I think I heard about it, right?
Ohio State, Penn State.
Penn State. Yeah. Now, you're not a Nike guy, but you got Nike gear on, but you don't have a shoe contract?
No.
Have you potentially thought about, I hear Big Baller Brand's going to come out with some
Denise Arbor? Come on. How are you dropping Big Baller?
Have you thought about being picked up by Big Baller Brand?
First of all, shout out to Big Baller Brand, man.
I got inside information, man. You don't really know.
Shout him out, you know, for sure. But no, nothing yet. But
not in the works?
No.
Okay, no Big Baller Brand cleats coming. They probably weigh like 20 pounds apiece.
Shout out to Big Baller Brand.
Thanks for being a good sport there. We're going to come right back with one of your fellow linebackers, of course, on the New York Jets. That's Jordan Jenkins.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, BMW, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, and more. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, start your search at CelebrityMotorCar.com. With 5 convenient locations and over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars to choose from, Celebrity Motor Car has your dream vehicle. Plus, when you shop at any Celebrity Motor Car location, you'll always receive their famous red carpet treatment, including home pickup and delivery. Visit CelebrityMotorCar.com today and get the status you deserve.
I'm Jared Maples, Director of New Jersey's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. To protect New Jersey, we need everyone's help. And nobody knows our communities better than the people who live there. That's why we've started the Hometown Security Initiative, along with our federal, state, and local partners. It's a program that trains local businesses to enhance their preparedness and further support the safety and security of the communities we serve. Please remember, Homeland Security starts with Hometown Security. To sign up or learn more, visit njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of $1 million. And building your team is simple. Pick any player you want to stand at the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000, go to FanDuel.com and use promo code FLY. That's FanDuel.com, code FLY. Void where prohibited.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Geico brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to Geico. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right. Listen, we're back here on Inside the Jets, and we're probably going to have a raffle for another co-host here in a moment because Bart is really taking his discipline problems to a new level out here tonight. I can't believe it. And we are joined right now by Jordan Jenkins. Bart, he is representing the state of Georgia. Listen, this is airing on Facebook and NewYorkJets.com and later on ESPN Radio.
Quick, who finishes ranked higher, Georgia or Ohio State?
Oh, them dogs. Okay. Dogs going to be on top.
I want to say famously, I put my Ferrari up against them Bentley, right, for you guys win a certain amount of games. What are you guys willing to bet
that
Georgia finishes in Ohio State?
You got to keep this
Xbox
clean. The new Xbox?
My Xbox to his Xbox.
Okay. So you guys...
Xbox? Y'all are millionaires. You talking about an Xbox?
Xbox costs $500. That still ain't cheap.
Oh, man.
What Xbox are you, games are
it
you
It ain't
playing?
Even the 360.
You know, 2K.
2K?
You know, Destiny, Call of Duty. Play a little bit of Dragon Age. I mix it up a little bit.
Who's your team, 2K?
I play with the Warriors because everyone plays with the Cavs.
D. Lee definitely plays with the Cavs.
Oh, yeah. He's a real big Cavs.
He got a Cavalier colors on now.
But no.
Front runner.
Nobody can play like
that. That's all Ohio State is, front runners.
OKC or the T-Pops or anything like that.
You want to come back on the mic, son?
I mean, we got to bring everybody up here. I mean, these guys are going back and forth right now. They're supposed to be, you know, tight. That's part of the same draft class.
That's a little look into what the locker room is all about.
All right. So Jordan. We're not going to bury the lead. Let's talk about the hit on Cutler. You got in there. Let's just talk about the rush first because this guy hasn't done all his film study yet. So I might be looking for a new co-host here in a couple months.
Was it a long arm stab? Was it a slap rip? What was it?
It was a bull rush.
It was a straight bull rush.
Stutter
bull. Yeah. Stutter bull or just straight bull?
Straight bull off the snap.
Nice.
Helmet into his jaw.
Did you know right away that he was hurting?
I knew I hit him pretty hard, and I tried to drive him in the ground a little bit, you know, make sure.
I hope you don't get that envelope, that FedEx.
Oh, no, that was perfectly legal.
Just so you guys
listen,
know.
Listen, we're not getting anybody in trouble out here tonight.
Just so you guys know. Like, you never know that you got fined until you come in Wednesday after your day off. And if it's a FedEx envelope on your stool, you already know.
And how many fines did you get in your playing career?
Well, the worst one I got is when I threw the referee's flag in the stands. I think that one cost me about 40.
Huh. Well, kids, look that up. Of course, that was a Monday Night Football game.
Against who?
Monday Night Football, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes
sense.
Yeah, worse.
Then I tried to fight the ref. Yeah, it was a bad day.
The Baltimore Ravens versus the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Notes on what not to do.
A
Patriots team who finished on
They didn't know what to do. They was like, listen, it's never been done before. We don't even know how to levy. We don't even know where to start. I was like, I'm glad I could be your first.
Can you imagine this guy picking up and just tossing it everywhere?
Oh, that's bold.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably where Travis Kelce got it from last year.
But you know what? My street cred went up. You know what I'm saying? I'm good in the hood.
All right. Jordan. talk about the success you guys had against the run, because you are a key performer in this run defense, because you are the guy on the strong side setting that edge.
I mean, it was something we really harped on all last week, because we knew we weren't really performing as well as we should have throughout this whole season against the run. We like to be known as just a run-stopping defense, and frankly, we just hadn't been getting it done all season, so we really wanted to work on making sure everyone had the right fits and just making sure everybody was just knew they had to be physical this game if we wanted to come out on top.
What happened in the fourth quarter? This is the last time you're going to have to talk about it. from us anyway, here on Monday night. You might have to face a couple questions on Wednesday. From a defensive perspective, though, with a 28-14 lead, I know each man in that locker room thinks that you guys should be walking away with a victory. So from a defensive perspective, what do you think happened?
We weren't completely focused. I mean, if we were dialed in, we wouldn't have had some of the penalties we had, and we wouldn't have put ourselves in situations where you might get a penalty. There's a time where we had one of our guys had the edge set, but it was a soft edge, so the runner could still run outside, and we put some of our linebackers and DBs in the position they really shouldn't have ever had to be in if we would have had a harder edge set from the get-go.
Now, did the heat start to play a factor late in the game? It was reported that it was about 92 degrees. The field was bad.
It wasn't 92. It was like 85. I mean,
it wasn't too hot, but there definitely probably was some wear and tear on some of the guys out there. But, I mean, that goes for both teams, so we should have been able to play through that adversity.
So positives, you guys always look at the film on Mondays. What did you see from your perspective as far as looking at it from a view of 60 minutes of defensive football?
I saw a lot of guys giving it their all, a lot of guys really playing really good football, but at times. And other times I saw guys playing undisciplined football and playing individual football. And as a defense, really just have to work. We have to work more towards being more consistent and eliminating some of the selfish play and just really coming together more as a defense and just eliminating some of the immature errors we had in the fourth quarter.
When you say selfish play, immature play, do you mean that guys might be overextending themselves in an effort to make the play instead of maybe taking care of their own role and responsibility?
Like, I know my job is to set the edge, make sure the ball doesn't get outside. If I peek inside trying to make a play, the ball bounces out, they hit us for 15 yards, that's my fault. And that was because I tried to make a play that wasn't mine to make in the defense. You got to know your role, and you have to perform well at that role.
So Bart talked before about preparation going into a game. You guys are looking at a lot of film with Jay Cutler. Yeah. When Matt Moore comes in, what happens from a defensive perspective with you guys on the sidelines when you're huddling up and you're saying, hey, here's a new quarterback? Because a lot of teams sometimes say, system, we're going to approach it the same way. But is there anything as far as keys you can talk about when a new guy comes in?
Well, I guess what we were really trying to get to, how did their game plan change once Matt Moore came in the game? Was it more of a quick passing game? Was it more shots down the field? What changed when Matt Moore came into the game?
I felt like when Matt got into the game, they really just tried to do anything. They got desperate and tried to do anything they could in their playbook to get things going. They got away from some of the stuff they would do with Cutler in, and I mean they hit us once or twice, but we really shot ourselves in the foot and allowed them to keep going down the field with some of those penalties.
What has it been like for you this year working under Kevin Green? Guy has more sacks than any linebacker in the history of the National Football League, and he's coaching up outside linebackers this year.
I mean, working with Kevin Green, it's just such an honor. I mean, people, we really don't even realize it, and we probably won't realize it until we're done playing ball that this was such a great honor to work under KG. Because, I mean, you look back and film, and KG was destroying people. He destroyed tackles that are probably 340, and back in the day, KG was only about maybe 230, 240, and he just was a dominant outside linebacker that knew how to get after the quarterback, that knew how to set the edge. And it's there's some learning curves that we have to go through, and all I can say is I'm glad we got KG, and it's going to work better for our future.
I know this guy liked him because not only was
he was one of my favorites,
a ferocious player, but he also participated in some wrestling like this guy.
But I tell you what. Oh, my
Lord. Yeah, that is true. I got tapped out by Kurt Angle. It wasn't my finest moment, but it's okay.
You lost the angle?
I lived to fight another day.
And Jordan is a big wrestling fan.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I used to hate Kurt Angle back in the day. I saw he came back, and I was like, nah.
Well, you got to get
John Cena, baby.
You got to give me your top five. Give me your top five.
Let's see.
Top five all time.
All time.
All time.
All time. I got to throw Chris Jericho in there.
Oh, he's so young.
Got to throw Chris Jericho.
Okay.
I'm with the young guys. My favorite. John Cena is one of my favorites.
Okay.
The Rock.
That's nothing but Marky Mark.
Chris Jericho. Booker T.
Okay.
And the Hardy Brothers. They count as one.
Hardy Brothers. Okay. You want to hear my top five?
No, not really. But, yeah, go ahead. I do want to hear.
It depends on how you want to go. You can go Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. You can go Ravishing Rick Rude.
Oh, that's way better.
I got to go Hawk and Animal because Ohio State's in the house, the Road Warriors, right? And you got to go with Hulk Hogan because he revolutionized the sport. He took it global. It's kind of like Muhammad Ali taking it. Not that he was the best because he was limited. He only had like three or four moves. Yeah, but if I can go back, I could probably go also Ric Flair.
I was just going to say.
You got to go Nature Boy. You know what I mean?
Darren Lee just
you know how many times I got in trouble by putting my nephew in the finger four leg lock? You know, I got kicked out of my grandma's house every week for that.
Hey, let me tell you something. You guys are forgetting about Roddy.
Yeah,
Roddy Piper.
Piper's Pit was real.
You can go
George Animal still.
Best show around.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, you know what I mean? But everybody around here, Tito Santana lives in Dover, so you got to go Tito Santana.
Okay. So let's get back to football just for a moment.
Okay. I get excited when
Inside
you talk about
Inside the Jets, Eric Allen, Bart Scott here, Vanderbilt, and Jordan Jenkins.
Got to sell some tickets.
I'll tell you what. You are a Georgia native. You're playing Atlanta this week.
Yeah.
Did you grow up a fan of the Falcons?
I actually didn't because I spent so much time moving around as a military brat.
Guy's doing a dirty bird dance up here. You can't see that on radio.
But, you know, growing up in Georgia, everybody was a Falcons fan. All my homeboys back home have been sending me texts all yesterday.
How many tickets you got to get?
We're playing up here.
Oh, tickets?
I got no scouting report, man.
Right now, probably about 15 tickets so far.
But people are coming up? All right.
Yeah,
you're covered.
Georgia travels now. Georgia travels. But, I mean, this is a big game for me, you know. Falcons is like – that's a team everybody loved growing up. That's a team everybody cheered for. Everyone's like, oh, we got to go to the Falcons game this Sunday. Oh, we got to go to the Falcons this. Everything is Falcons fans back home. And, I mean, this is a big week for me. And it's definitely going to try – I'm going to try and play my hardest out there and try and play best of the wall. I'm trying to play 100 miles an hour.
Well, just from the outside looking in, you know, this week, you talk about setting that edge. It's going to be vital this week as Devontae Freeman and Coleman are one of the most dynamic duels in the game.
Listen, that's a prolific tandem, but right now that's an offense trying to find its way. And they're relying on Matty Ice a lot, and they've lost three consecutive games. They've lost to every team in the AFC East, right. So maybe the Jets can make it four.
So with that being said, you know they're going to come in trying to get back on track. How do you guys walk out of MetLife Stadium with a victory? What do you guys have to do? And how can last week help you win this week?
First and foremost, we have to be ready to be physical. We know it's going to be a physical battle up front, and we have to make sure we win that. And also we have to eliminate on the mental areas and eliminate the penalties we had last week, because we got away with it once or twice throughout the season, and this game really showed us that we have to get better now if we want to get wins in the future.
What is Todd Bowles doing at practice as far as eliminating the penalties are concerned? Because he talked about that today. This is not something that he's just going to emphasize right now. He's been stressing throughout the year.
Yeah. I mean, gassers are definitely on one of the punishments for jumping offside and getting some of the penalties. And honestly, they're probably going to get harsher and harsher if we keep getting as many penalties as we had last game.
Was it a fine line between playing aggressive and under control and, you know, still trying to be aggressive at the same time? How do you find that balance?
It's a hard one to find. Me as a younger player and Darren as well, we're still trying to find that line. And it's a tricky one because you really want to just go flying in 1,000 miles per hour and just try and level somebody when you get the chance. But in this day and age, you can't do that all the time, and you have to find a way to be safe while you're doing it.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and good luck this weekend, of course. And we'll come right back here on Inside the Jets and preview the Jets and Atlanta Falcons.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
We haven't seen a superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, Bob. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today or visit mtb.com/jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer. Member FDIC. I see.
When I met my wife 50 years ago, my heart skipped a beat. When her doctor told us she needed a heart valve replacement, but open heart surgery was too risky for her, my heart froze. We researched and discovered Morristown Medical Center was the first hospital in New Jersey to perform TAVR, a non-surgical technique to treat aortic stenosis. They treat more heart valve patients than any other hospital in New Jersey. Due to her successful surgery, 3 years later, she is still making my heart skip a beat.
Morristown Medical Center, part of Atlantic Health System. Learn more at atlantichealth.org/valve or call 973-971-7001. That's 973-971-7001.
Antigua is back and better than ever. If you're looking for the perfect paradise escape, discover the beautiful island of Antigua right in the heart of the Caribbean. Perfect weather year-round and just a short direct flight from New York. Antigua has over 365 white sand beaches, world-class sailing, snorkeling across miles of reefs, kite surfing, hiking, and swimming with stingrays. Nightlife and entertainment for all ages. The Caribbean is getting back to business. So visit Paradise in Antigua, awarded the most romantic destination in the Caribbean.
Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, BMW, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, and more. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, start your search at CelebrityMotorCar.com. With five convenient locations and over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars to choose from, Celebrity Motor Car has your dream vehicle. Plus, when you shop at any Celebrity Motor Car location, you'll always receive their famous red carpet treatment, including home pickup and delivery. Visit CelebrityMotorCar.com today and get the status you deserve.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, building a better world. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. And by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, we're back at Vanderbilt's for our final segment here on Inside the Jets. Eric Allen along with Bart Scott. I told you I was going to find a new co-host, and indeed I did. Brielle McKnight has now joined us on set.
I'm so refreshed.
I'll tell you what, Brielle has been following Inside the Jets loyally for three, four years, every week. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right.
Super ratings just went up.
Superstar in the making. Let me tell you something. The trip of the game is brought to you by Antigua and Bermuda. The beach is just the beginning, Bart. And I'll tell you, the trip of the game for the Jets yesterday was John Morton having the Jets offense firing on all cylinders after they got the ball at the kickoff. They actually won the coin toss, and usually
Typically, they defer.
Yeah.
But they took the ball down. Beautiful play call. Screen to Bilal Powell, 31 yards. They culminate that possession with a scoring pass. I believe Josh McCown checked out, and he got one-on-one coverage with Jermaine Kearse on a Dolphins cornerback on the outside. Boom, bang, touchdown. So the Jets got out in front 7-0. It would be great if they can do that again this week against Atlanta.
It's important as well because you want to get ahead and let this defense play from ahead so then they can be aggressive as well. And it also gets the other team out of their game plan. You know, you talk about taking the ball. Usually teams defer because they want to have the choice depending on how the game goes. But you talk about making sure that you have good field position and also being able to come out on your 15-play script and come out with a different place where you can set everything up for the rest of the game. You talk about setting up different personnel, different groupings, and all those things. What do you think about that?
Yeah, what do you
think? I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, what do you think about the personnel groupings Johnny Morton's been implementing here in the first year as Jets offensive
coordinator?
You think
he's been doing a good job?
Yes, but my favorite player is DeMario Davis.
Okay.
Now,
why is DeMario your favorite player?
I met him when I was little. Super nice, and he's been playing really good this season.
And I'll tell you what, great analysis there by Brielle McKnight and DeMario Davis, of course, one of your former teammates. You've known him.
You just have to get my donuts.
Yep, because Bart makes sure that the beginners get donuts, so maybe next week Brielle will bring donuts. Inside the Jets is supported by Selective Insurance. Response is everything. Muhammad Wilkerson, on his 28th birthday, had a tremendous response because a lot of critics have been saying, hey, where's Mo been? And he showed up in a big way. We talked to Darren Lee about that. He gets down the field, tremendous effort play against Jay Ajayi. And then, again, beneficiary of Jamal Adams' deflection, and he comes up with an interception.
Well, you get that when you play hard, and sometimes in football the numbers lie. And, you know, you talk about pressures. That's not a stat that people really keep. You talk about being able to hold double teams, setting the edge, making the runners bounce. Those are all stats, you know, and it depends on the system. Some systems are set up for the defensive tackles to make plays. Some are set up for the linebackers to run. He's doing his job allowing. You talk about, you know, DeMario Davis. You talk about Darren Lee having good games. That's all based on Muhammad, you know, getting the respect of the opposing team's offensive line, allowing his linebackers to go free and being able to split double teams. And you don't get balls like that if you're not hustling.
What do we have to know about Atlanta here?
They're going to come pissed off. They're still trying to find ways to get Julio Jones. It's going to be tough. You know, you're going to have to make sure you stay clean because he's a powerful guy, but you have to try and get your hands on him. They're going to have to make sure that, you know, they can't get Julio Jones on track, and they're going to have to stop this run game.
Because heck of a show tonight. Thanks to Darren Lee and Jordan Jenkins.
And your new co-host.
Brielle McKnight. And, of course, Bart Scott as well. We'll see you next week on Inside the Jets.
I'd like to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of $1 million. And building your team is simple. Pick any player you want to stand at the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10.